So this is this is called the koans of bits. You know, koans are these kind of mystical Buddhist sayings that mean something and its opposite, and are supposed to wrap you in deep thought about the implicit paradoxes inherent in a single statement. So bits, because of their kind of ethereal, insubstantial nature, and yet the fact that they have such an enormous impact on our lives, actually have quite a few of these puzzling properties. So just to begin with, just to be absolutely clear, a bit is either a zero or a one. Okay, there are exactly two bits. You don't have to call them zero and one. We can call them red and black or any other two things that you can tell apart, but by convention, we use, you know, zero and one. That's what I mean by a bit. And bits represent information. And so what this course is really about is sort of the quantitative aspects of information and their impact on our lives. So nobody needs to memorize these things, but in standard computer codes, you represent letters with strings of 8 bits. So like 0110, 0110 happens to be the code that in the standard coding system is used to represent the lowercase letter f, and 0110, 0010, 0011 is the code that's used to represent the letter, the character 3, okay, the thing that, you know, you when you press the 3 button on your keyboard, that's the signal that goes. So you can string these more bits together and represent bigger chunks of information, right? So you represent F33, that string of 3 characters, by that string of 24 bits that I've got there. But the bits don't come with labels of some other kind to say what kind of thing they represent. So colors have codes too, and it turns out that if you take that string of 24 bits and look at it from the perspective of the standard way that colors are encoded, that's the code for the color brown. And a computer has no automatic way of looking at that string of 24 bits and knowing whether it represents a string of 3 characters or a color. So there's a level of interpretation which itself is encoded by more bits, okay? And no matter how big the thing is and how familiar it looks, it's all just internally a string of bits. So here's a nice email. My name is Mr. Jim Marks. I work at the International Operation Department in a local bank here in South Africa. On a routine inspection, I discovered a dormant dosimiliary account with a balance of $36 million, and please give me your bank account number and I'll send it to you. Okay, or I'll send you 25% of it. Goes down at the end. He says, please fill in this little form. Bank name, bank address, you know, SWIFT code number and routing number. And I want to assure you the transaction is without risk if due process is followed accordingly. Finally, I will give you 25% for your corporation. Your corporation, like, is the Harvard Corporation going to get my 25%? I don't know. Okay, anybody ever getting one of these? How many people have never gotten one of these? You've never gotten one of these things, I'll send you, you know, okay, I want your spam filter, because like most of us seem to get these. They're often, you know, just this bad. Well, anyway, I just took a random email to illustrate. But however many letters there are up on the screen there, times 8 is the number of bits that represents that email. This is not an email until, you know, it's interpreted as an email. It's just a string of bits. Same thing if you take a color photograph. Ken's going to talk more about this on Friday. You know, if you blow a color photograph up big enough, you'll see that it's made up of little pixels that are actually monochromatic. And the monochromatic pixels are represented by those 24-bit code sequences. And so at least one way to represent, you know, photographs is long string of bits with 24 bits for every, you know, for every pixel. But again, there's nothing that says this is a photograph. Photograph is an illusion that's created by all of the software that's running on the computers. What's being sent around when you email a photograph or a text message is just a string of bits. So that's the first koan, is that whatever it is that's out there, it's all just bits. There are not red bits and blue bits. There are not email bits and photograph bits. There are not legal bits and illegal bits. It's all just bits.